Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare, and this week, a collaboration with Vox Magazine. Last fall, Matthew and Christy Nevels, parents of six, adopted their five foster children, making them a family of 13. They spoke with reporter Mimi Wright about some of the challenges they have encountered trying to balance all of their children's needs. Here's Christy.
As we took on the kids and they were all seeing a counselor and they were all needing to have their health care updated, their well visits, their immunizations and everything, I found that having a full-time job wasn't even possible. I was making trips multiple times a week to provide the resources that the children needed to have a healthy life. So if by doing this, the children have been able to have success. But adding five children that have been exposed to situations that are not acceptable, these children needed to have some interventions. And as I worked with them with the interventions, it just took a lot of time. It took time to plan out the appointments and then to decide how often I need to take them, what the situations warrant, was all very time consuming. So I spent a lot of time on paperwork. And then when we went to the appointments, they of course were at least an hour long. Often I needed to plan 2 hours for travel time and waiting time and all of that. And so that would mean that the children would either be pulled out of their schooling or I would try to schedule it around school. If it was on hours that was not in school, then I needed to make decisions about the other children and whether it was appropriate for them to stay home or whether I needed to get a sitter or whether I needed to make sure that my husband was home so that he could take care of them. So a lot of juggling with that type of situation during that time. I really struggled that first 6 months of how I was supposed to do all of this. During the next half of the year, it was a little bit easier because I had by then discovered what the needs were. Caring for eight children is very difficult because of all their different needs. And then travel is expensive. The Medicaid that the children have does provide travel to and from medical appointments. So if you plan ahead, then they will provide transportation. And if you submit your mileage, then they will pay you back for those miles. As I talked to them, I found that this was a great opportunity. I was really excited to have this. But as I learned about the details, I just decided it was too much for me to fit into what I was already trying to contemplate. Luckily, I have had my own transportation. It has given me a lot of insight into those who don't have their transportation, that although it's available, if you're already struggling with just trying to live the basics, adding that piece onto it can make it the barrier just that much more difficult and push you over the edge on whether you would seek care or not. So I have really had a lot of insight for those who are less fortunate in their time or finances.
That was Matthew and Christy Nevels speaking about some of the challenges they have found trying to balance their children's needs. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported by Mimi Wright. You can read more of the Nevels story in the June issue of Vox Magazine, available now around town and online at www.voxmagazine.com. But as always, tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.